Well, hello everyone. This is the Grand Ole Podcast. This is episode number 12. My name is Matt Farber. I'm actually staying at my cousin's house in Venice, and that's where we're doing this here GOP number 12 this week. I apologize for the MIA, you could call it, of the Grand Ole Podcast. It's been a busy summer. It's been a lot going on, but there's really no excuse. But we're here. And this is another episode. Unfortunately, our summer season is winding down. It makes me sad a little bit. We have, I think, 5 or 6 shows left. I think we have one break there, and then, you know, it's it. It's sad. And then the wintertime comes, and we all hibernate for, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. But anyway, we still have some shows left, and some great ones at that. And this week, some dear, dear friends of mine are headlining in the Broken Numbers Band. We have some brothers, Mike and Tyler Whiteside, going to be hanging out with me a little later. We're going to chat with them about their first EP, Strain Street, that they released, and then they are in the process of recording another album. So really excited to talk to them about that. Opening up our show this week, right at 5:30 at the Echo in Echo Park, California, is Mick Rhodes and the Hard Eight. Playing second between them and the Broken Numbers Band is going to be RT and the 44s. And then back by popular demand out on the back porch, we have the Hot Club of LA. They've been doing a Monday night thing over at the Cinema Bar. Heard great things. They killed it earlier this summer here. So we got them back with Cliff Wegner out there. So really excited about that one. Again, I just want to apologize for being gone as of late. But hey, we're back now. I hope you enjoy the little show that I'm putting together for you here. And we're going to start out with a tune from the Hot Club. This is a title called Deuce Ambience. So listen to the track. They're going to be on our back porch. And we'll be back with more tunes from our other bands and chatting with the Broken Numbers Band. Here it is, Deuce Ambience, Hot Club of LA. Thank you. And that was Deuce Ambience by Hot Club of LA. They're going to be on our back porch for the second time this summer. Super excited to have them back with us at the Grand Ole Echo. Up next, I'm going to play a song for you by RT and the 44s. They're going to be playing second right before the Broken Numbers Band on the main stage inside at the Echo in Echo Park. This song is called Ramble On, RT and the 44s.
Whiskey, women, and wine. Ramble on. been sitting here slowly wasting my time. Got a whole world of trouble on my mind. Ain't been feeling close to no one, and the truth's so hard to find. Got a whole world of worry in my head. Finding it hard sometimes getting out of bed. And you wanna know a secret? Some things are better left unsaid. Baby, that's for sure. You get what you wanted and you just want more. My feelings don't know what they're feeling. Love's not welcome here no more. Nobody cares about you anyway. Destination, no more hesitation. I'm gone, yeah. And everybody's trying to make me the baby. I don't know, I know, I know. No more crying all the time. Yeah, 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 yeah. Nobody cares about you anyway. Anyway, getting on the next fast train, fast train. Nobody cares about you anyway. Nobody cares. I'm getting on the next fast train, fast train. Nobody cares about you anyway.
Nobody cares.
I'm getting on the next fast train, fast train.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Oh, nobody cares.
Train by the Hot Club of LA, and before that, RT and the 44s with Ramble On. We're going to play another RT song for you. I don't have any Mick Rhodes MP3s to play for you, so I apologize for that. But he starts right at 5:30, opening up our show. This song is titled Get Back Satan by RT and the 44s, and the Whiteside Brothers are here to join us for an interview after this.
Having human rights. Got everything we need these days centered in their sights. They own our food, they own our drugs, acting like they care. I know it won't be long before they even own the air. So get back, Satan. You've got too many names. Get back, Satan. We're tired of your games. Get back, Satan. Quit knocking down our doors. Get back, Satan. We don't need you here no more. With poison that they sell you at the store. They don't want us all to know that the weeds are food and more. Put your money in the bank to keep it safe and sound, cause then their dirty fingers get to move it all around. So get back, Satan. You got too many names. Get back, Satan. We're tired of your games. Get back, Satan. Quit knocking down our doors. Get back, Satan. We don't need you here no more. The boys up there in Washington are happy with the rules. Cause to them, you know, the working class ain't but a ship of fools. Now, I know that there's a Satan, and I believe I've seen his face, but I don't believe he's regulated in the United States. So get back, Satan, you got too many names. Get back, Satan, we're tired of your games. Get back, Satan, been knocking down our doors. Get back, Satan, we don't need you here no more. Oh, get back, Satan, you've got too many names. Get back, Satan, we're tired of your games. Get back, Satan, been knocking down our doors. Get back, Satan, we don't need you here no more.
Gentlemen, Mike and Tyler, brothers, the White Side, how you guys doing?
Mr. Farber, we're doing well.
I'm good.
Doing good, thank you.
So you guys are headlining our show over at the Grand Ole Echo this Sunday. Last year, I believe you opened up the show. Do you prepare a little different for a show when you know you're going to be headlining?
We haven't done much different this year. We've just been, you know, playing pretty much constantly for the entire year, so I guess that's good preparation. But no changes. Hopefully we'll get to throw in a new song or two if we can squeeze in a rehearsal this week.
Do you guys rehearse often? I mean, I know that you guys play all the time, which is pretty awesome to see you guys playing all these venues around town. Do you get time for rehearsal?
Lately we haven't been rehearsing much, actually. And to be quite honest with you, it's not we play so much. We're just so good live. We don't even need rehearsals. No, we rehearse occasionally when we have a lot of shows, but usually only to like drop a new song in or not too much maintenance. You know, we just go out there and shoot from the hip, try to reel the people in.
So you guys play all these shows. Do you guys have a set list that you kind of stick to each night, or you just kind of go up there and say, "All right, dude, let's just play some songs"?
We've had a pretty steady set list for a while now, and we switch it up now and then according to set time and things like that. Try to throw in a few covers here and there. But for the most part, it's been pretty set in stone for a little while now.
Sometimes we do like do a little bit more banjo stuff or like a little bit more guitar rock stuff, you know, depending on who's out in the audience.
Depending on where we're playing, we'll switch it up a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, if you're playing a song that really moves and the crowd is really into it, and let's say your next song is scheduled to be a slower song, do you ever look at each other and kind of say, you know what, let's keep this crowd moving, they're really into this?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Every once in a while I'll give Corey a little tickle and we'll switch the songs up. You know, that's what it is. It's not a look for us, it's a tickle.
Sometimes I'll just chuck a drumstick at the back of his head like, this song's not working. This sucks.
That's mid-song.
Mid-song. I'll just say, hold on. This shit sucks. We got to change it.
Change her up a little bit. So you guys are brothers. Mike, you are the lead guitarist and banjo player. Tyler, you are the drummer.
Dude. Not just the drummer.
Not just the...
Come on now.
Well.
I played tambourine on the record. Lots of fun stuff.
Tyler is a multi-instrumentalist as well. Dude. I apologize for that.
You know what a donkey jaw is?
I'm clueless, actually.
Oh.
Tyler played the DJ on the last record.
I did.
Didn't make the cut, but he played the hell out of it.
You edited it out. What an asshole.
Didn't fit. It was a good performance, though.
Oh, it was a spectacular performance.
So Tyler goes into the studio. He plays this DJ, and Mike says, you know what? No, that's not going to do it. So Tyler, do you like, you know, you guys are brothers. You guys have a long history together. Do you want to beat him up? Do you beat him up?
I didn't even find out until the record was out, actually. I was listening to the CD that we got back from them, and I was like, yeah, it's gone.
Are you mad about that?
No. I was a little upset, maybe.
I'm sorry.
I was a little upset. I was mostly upset that he edited out my drum solos, but the donkey jaw was like, that was a minor detail.
What exactly is a donkey jaw?
Donkey jaw is a, excuse me, donkey jaw is a, well, it actually used to be a donkey jaw, and some people still play them. You like, smack the things together and grrr.
The teeth rattle inside the inside the donkey jaw.
But now they have a new thing. It's like a man-made thing. It's called a vibra slap.
Yeah. Was like, this other thing not man-made?
No.
It was an actual donkey skull.
Like,
it's
an actual donkey skull.
Literally, it's a donkey jaw.
It is. I swear.
And you just...
I don't know how you play it. I've never played a donkey jaw. I played a couple of coyote tails before. coyote legs. No, I've never actually played a donkey jaw. I think they're kind of hard to come by because they break and all the teeth fall out. It's like the teeth rattle inside the head, I think. I don't know.
I can get you a donkey jaw.
I can get you a donkey jaw by 3 o'clock.
Well, it seems like you guys get along pretty well. Does that resonate at all in the music or even your performances together? It's just up there having fun, or are there ever some harsh moments with each other? I mean, we don't need to dive deep into it. But
why do you want to talk about this?
Come on, your brothers.
we've had some moments on stage, special moments, not so special moments.
Yeah, we've been lucky enough to play together for a long time, which is great. And you know, in these past few bands that we've been in, we've had, you know, great times playing together, tons and tons of shows, and it's been a lot of fun.
I think even if there's like some kind of like riff, like band wise, we don't even, I don't know, once we get up there, we don't really acknowledge it. You know what I mean? It's just like, just have fun playing.
Well, that's great. I think that's what it's all about. I mean, for me, I love going to shows and having fun.
And it's about the cash. Cold hard cash.
Cold hard cash. You know, as an audience member, a lot of the times I feed off the band's energy. And if you guys are having fun, I'm going to have fun. You know, if you're just up there strumming along, just like really uninterested in anything, I'm not going to have fun. But as an audience member, we feed off your guys' energy. Is that something that you guys really work on collectively?
Yeah, we've tried to, you know, we know exactly what you mean by that. And we've sort of tailored our live sets to fit the need for energy coming off of the stage to get the energy back from the audience. So that's kind of what our whole thing is about on stage, just being able to bring enough energy to project that off stage and get people going, you know.
Sometimes it's like, it's a weird thing, you can't predict most times like how the crowd's going to react. Sometimes you'll go into a show, like we played a show last Saturday, and we had a ton of energy, and the crowd had good energy too, but it wasn't quite as much as like we put into it, but we still had a really great time. And sometimes you'll be like, oh, this is not going well, but the crowd will pick up and like just turns it completely around, you know, and just brings everybody back up. It's a very symbiotic relationship, if you will.
I like that.
Yeah,
and that can turn really fast sometimes. It can almost be like a hook in a song.
Oh, it can be one song.
Yeah, and a lot of times we play places that have crowds that want to get a little bit rowdy, as opposed to, you know, there's a lot of venues in LA that, you know, are a little bit more laid back and are tailored more to that type of music. But we try to hit the spots that we can get people dancing and get people moving.
Tyler just cracked a fresh Tecate.
Oh yeah, tea cake, baby.
Kate.
We're looking for a T-Kate sponsorship, actually.
I'll see what I can do about that.
So if anybody out there and
if anybody out there's listening,
if anybody out there in Radio Land is hearing this, sponsor me.
Sponsor just Tyler. Tyler's looking for a personal sponsorship here.
I am, actually.
Mike, you got anything personal, like sponsor? You know,
sponsorships. I'm going for a Fruit of the Loom sponsorship.
Fruit of the Loom.
Yeah, I like white T-shirts, so to get pretty much unlimited lifetime supply.
You're going to be the next, the only competition for Michael Jordan and Hanes, I think.
I think so. Michael Jordan, Hanes, Michael Whiteside, Fruit of the Loom.
This is MJ versus MW, ladies and gentlemen.
MW.
All right, well, let's play a song off of your EP. Anything in particular that you guys want to have our listeners hear on this podcast?
Whatever you want, man. It's your gig.
I think if you started off with Strange, I always suggest people listening to Strange Street.
I was going to say Strange Street is the one I was going to say, so.
Strange it.
Let's listen to Strange Street by the Broken Numbers Band. I'm here with Mike Whiteside and Tyler Whiteside of the Broken Numbers Band, and we'll be back for more chatting with these guys.
This is the hardest walk on the longest block all the way up the street. come in. You never come in home. You never come in home. I don't know why I just came to keep, I just came to keep it alive. You never come in, you never come in home, you never come in home. You can't find your way almost every day, all the way up Strange Street. And we don't believe in goodbye. And I can see you smile. I don't know why it amazes me, it amazes me tonight. You never come in, you never come in home, you never come in home. Oh no.
And that was Strange Street by the Broken Numbers Band. Now, I'm kind of aware you guys are currently recording a full length. Is this true?
Yes, this is true. We finished up in the studio last month, just doing some of the chord tracking at King Size Sound Labs over in Eagle Rock. And we're just gearing up next month to finish it up and sort of tie things together and mix it and hopefully have it ready to go by the new year. So that's the plan.
Yeah, and most of you guys are engineers from, I think I've read that somewhere. Is that correct?
Yeah. Chris, our bass player, works at East West. Tyler's done a lot of live sound stuff.
Yeah, I used to be an engineer.
I did the last record, recorded and mixed it. And yeah, we've all got a little bit of engineering experience.
And you're producing the record, Mike. Is that true?
Yeah.
So when you have all these other minds kind of wanting to give their two cents, is that difficult for you to kind of...
No, you know, it's really a collaborative effort. And we're not... It's not a thing where I'm, you know, taking anything away from anyone else by taking the bulk of the work.
Like a donkey jaw, maybe.
Yeah, you know, executive decisions like that do fall upon my shoulders. But, you know, it's really a group effort in producing it, just like it is in writing it and bringing all the songs together. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I want to ask both of you guys this question. What's the difference between this? I mean, at this stage, you know, it's not done yet, but it will get there. And I'm sure you guys have a feel of what this record is going to sound like and the tone and kind of the vibes of it. What's the difference between this one and the EP that you guys put out?
This one feels like a big step up for us, and it feels a lot more... sort of developed in terms of the songwriting and also the playing, and also just in general, it's sort of a step in a different direction in terms of some of the music that we've been influenced by a little bit more lately, in terms of just electric guitar, just good old rock and roll type of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Tyler?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same thing. It's, the first EP had, the only EP, Strange Street. When we first started the band, it was kind of like we started to do like a down-home kind of folky, played like, because we were all from like punk rock and metal bands and stuff, and we didn't really know what we were doing. Maybe you should edit that out. We didn't really know what we were doing, so we just kind of like did some folk jams, and they were like kind of how we would play punk rock, you know what I mean? And this is more of like a... Shut that dog up.
just the neighbor's dog. I apologize.
This is... Have you seen the Hunter S. Thompson documentary where Gary Busey's at the beginning and he's freaking out about some dog barking? It's fucking amazing. Is that your dog? That is not my dog.
So.
good.
But yeah, the new record is like, it's, it kind of, it's, it goes, it passes through all the genres within like the country Americana scope. You know what I mean? Like, we have some stuff that's like fast, folky, bluegrass stuff. And then we have some stuff that's like, they're like slow ballads that have like piano and like verby guitar parts and things like that. But it's a little bit more,
feels more grown up. Like we're grown ups.
Don't kid yourself here, Mike. Don't kid yourself.
Like before we were a bunch of stupid kids.
So when you are progressing from album to album, you know, I'm not sure where you guys have been in your past, if you've made multiple albums with other bands, but you know, you put on an EP and you play a lot of shows like you guys do, and people get to know the Broken Numbers Band as this sound. And do you guys like take that into consideration when you go into the studio, or do you strictly just go, let's make a new record, whatever we're feeling, that's what we're gonna make?
For me, I try to not really think about it too much and just do what I like, because for me, I really have to be playing music that I like, and I have pretty particular tastes in a lot of cases, and it's not always what matches what's popular, or not always what maybe other people are liking or listening to, so I don't really take that into consideration too much. Yeah.
Tyler's just shaking his head. He's just, next
I'm
question.
I'm thinking about the question. Well, I think,
yeah, but the other guys in the band, is definitely like, it's definitely something that's talked about and that we're all conscious of.
I think one thing that happens sometimes with bands who do, like they'll record an, like the band starts and they record an album, and then they'll play all these live shows and they figure out that like the songs could be a little bit different just based upon like how things sound live. So I mean, I think, it's not the first thought that's in our head, but we definitely, it's all about capturing things live, you know what I mean? So you do try to bring some of that live show feel to some of the tunes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me personally, I mean, I go in music spurts, you know. I'll listen to Merle Haggard for a month straight because it's the winter and I'm sad. And it gets dark early, and I just want to drink, you know. And then in the summertime comes around, and I'm listening to the Beach Boys and the Stones or something, you know.
And it's sunlight till 9 p.m., and you still just want to drink.
And there are these totally different vibes, and depending on when you guys are recording, you could be listening to totally different types of music.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Totally.
It's interesting to see how the people in the band try to, how their opinions are influenced depending on what kind of music they're listening to, you know? Like, some stuff is, like, not even close to being country music. Some stuff's, like, I don't know, punk rock and, like, crazy stuff, you know? And it's funny to how people's opinions either come together or don't come together based upon, like, what kind of stuff they're listening to.
Yeah, I think that's the great part about working with a group of, you know, guys in a band is that, you know, everyone's bringing different influences. That's the fun part for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We got some hip-hop tracks on the new album.
Tyler plays a donkey jaw solo on one track.
Are you going to leave it in there, Mike, this time, or are you going to cut it out?
I'll think about it.
And see how nice Tyler is to you. See if he throws any drumsticks at you. The Grand Ole Echo gig.
No, that's Corey.
Oh, you just throw them at Corey?
No, only Corey.
Only Corey.
And he plays with brushes, but he actually has a whole bag of sticks just to launch it.
Just for... I've seen the bag heavy of sticks.
Yeah, it's a big, heavy bag of... I tape things to the sticks, like razor blades. Just cut that son of a... No.
You guys are brutal. You guys are absolutely
I would never
brutal.
Cut anybody on stage.
Absolutely. I'm actually going to bring in a special guest that we have here.
Oh, who's a special guest?
Mr. Lee Briante. Briante? I don't even know how to say your last name, dude.
Come on in here, Lee.
How do you
Lee.
Say
Let's
your...
give Lee a warm hey, welcome. Yeah.
Hey, Lee.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
How's it going?
How do you say your... What is the official...
Briante.
Briante?
I just came over to borrow toilet paper.
and drink beer.
While he walked in, I wanted to talk to him. Lee is from a band called The Far West that we interviewed earlier. They played the Grand Ole Echo earlier this year. Great show they did. Lee, I noticed that The Far West and The Broken Numbers, you guys have played a ton of gigs together.
Yes.
Is there anything that, I mean, I would love to hear your perception on these guys, their collectiveness as a band, their live performance, and just your relationship that you have with them.
Lee's jealous most of the time because we always wear really nice jackets.
They are the best-looking band in L.A. If you ask me about the Broken Numbers band, two things. One, most handsome band in L.A.
That's true.
Yes. Two, best rehearsed band in L.A., tightest band in L.A. That's what comes to mind.
The tightest band in L.A.
best rehearsed. Yeah, tightest.
Tightest. That's,
yeah,
that
sound weird.
Tightest.
No, no.
Tightest.
Tightest pants.
Yeah,
of any country band. Well, it's probably not true.
Overall package is tight.
Oh wow.
How did you guys get to know each other, and like what spurred all these like shows that you guys started doing together?
We played an amazing taco truck festival together.
It wasn't just taco trucks.
That's right.
There were all sorts of trucks.
All sorts of trucks.
Truck It Fest. Yeah, it was happening downtown last summer.
Yeah, we never crossed paths before that, although having common friends, but that's where we met.
Yeah, well, I actually walked into the venue and I was like, who's that good-looking SOB on stage? And it was Lee, and after that, it was all over.
These guys give us a run for our money in terms of the handsomeness.
No. Well, we'll... I got some ugly guys.
Oh, that's messed up.
Well, you know what? We'll put a show together, wherever it is, and we'll have a drawing. We'll have like a raffle, the opposite of a raffle.
So we're gonna
where
like,
you just like
you win a date.
Opposite of a raffle.
You win a date with like members of bands.
And no, it. Essentially you just
the opposite of a
you
raffle
just
means
vote
the guy
for...
with the right number has to leave.
You don't get the prize, sir. Get out of the venue. That's Bill Cosby.
You both are five pieces, and what we're going to do is we're going to have everyone on stage.
No, I'm not. Punch for punch, these guys are way handsomer. Way more handsome? Way handsomer?
We're the most handsomest.
The most handsomest band in L.A.
And,
pound for pound.
And that's really what it comes down to. That's really what it comes down to. Pound for pound.
Pound for pound, man.
Pound for pound.
Mike's got his boxing gloves on. We're going to play another song. We got to collect ourselves over here before we keep talking about music and the Broken Numbers Band and the show that we're going to be doing over at the Grand Ole Echo. And we'll be back momentarily.
You came rolling on a sunny Saturday down the highway and by the lake. Sun was shining almost every single ray. Seemed to land right on your face. And could you see it, a little home that we would make? Me, my baby, all hand in hand. And if we built, do you think that we could stay to come back this way again? Hold on to the places you have known. Hold on to your home. Hold on to the places you have known. Hold on to your home. And in the evergreens and in the mountain towns we'd seen, you will find your way again. Look at you, you were just playing in the street, reaching for your daddy's hands. And in the bedrooms and in the hallways and in the wind, you could hear your mother sing. And as you're rocking that little one to sleep, you will sing those songs again. Hold on to the places you have known. Hold on. fit than the lake. Summer dress caught in the wind. You were looking so beautiful that day. With my baby all hand in hand. And if we told them, do you think that we could stay? Have a little home right here. Or is it something that we catch and let escape? Until it comes our way.
All right, guys. So you guys are moving around the mic. We're going to get a scale at the next gig. We were talking about this while the song was playing.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to shave all the members of each band and then collect the hair and put them into two bins, the Far West bin and the BNB bin. And then we're going to weigh that.
Weigh the hair?
Weigh the hair.
Weigh the hair? Is this
we're going to see that's not what we were
is this about. Is this with
see the hairiest pounds?
Is this with grease or without grease?
This is unwashed.
Everything's
I
unwashed.
Think we have you beat on hair. What is facial hair?
I don't know, man.
Body hair in general count?
Well, Robert's got a beard.
Yeah, he's probably.
Oh, Mike
Jacob
has like a
hairy young.
Mike's
Jacob
got some long hair.
Those kids are hairy.
Let's hack some off tonight.
They're just hairy. Like
chest and underarms count and.
Everything. Oh yeah, everything.
Cubic hair.
Every single cubic. Hair on the human body.
Oh, toe so hair. Everything.
Well, they got
Chris
I mean,
has the hairiest.
They got
toes
Mike and Jacob, on the BNB side
shaved.
Of things.
So we got the long hairs.
You're already out.
You guys got a couple long hairs.
We got long hairs.
Long hairs.
Yep. Tyler and Lee are over there having their own conversation.
It doesn't matter. We're talking about hair.
I think we have bigger bushes. Bushes? We got
who
more
can,
bush.
Who can get their top of their head higher? Tyler or Lee? That should be a competition in itself.
I think it's Lee right now, actually.
Corey's got some tall hair, too.
No, you just got to cut.
We should measure our hair and weigh the bands.
You know what we should do is we should have a boot off and see who's got the best boots.
You guys, you're the most handsome, the best dressed in LA.
Thank you, Lee. You want a kiss?
So, you know, Chris could, you know, he's too many tie-dye shirts on that guy.
Anyway, let's get back to some music here. This is enough of this, like, Wayne hair shaving talk. So new record, when can we expect a new record from the Broken Numbers band?
We're hoping in January. Hope to wrap it up here in the next few months, finish it up in the fall, and get it all ready to go by the new year. And I'm just looking forward to having some new material because it's been a while since we released the EP. It was 2011. So it's been... Was it 2010 or 2011? 2010. It's been 2 years. It's coming up on 2 years since we released our first EP.
And so, we've only played like 180 shows since then.
Yeah.
You guys play
like
all the
time. Like a ridiculous amount of shows.
Well, and that gives you almost like a sense of, like, I hate to use this word, but swagger. Like, it almost gives you some new swagger. Like, even when you're performing, like, we got an EP and a full length over at the Merch Table. You know, gives you it is another level. You mentioned, you kind of brought this up earlier. It brings you to another level when you can release a full length that you're really proud of and that you can play all the songs to on stage without necessarily playing covers just to fill in a set.
Yeah, no, we're really excited about finishing it up. And we sort of, just within the band, we need the record right now for just a goal and something to give us a new breath as a group, because we've been playing this EP for 2 years now, so we're just excited to start playing some new tunes.
Absolutely. Now at the Grand Ole Echo on Sunday, we have Mick Rhodes opening up the show, and then we have RT and the 44s. playing second, and you guys are headlining the gig. Are we going to see, or I guess I should say hear, any new material that's going to be on this new record that evening?
Well, we're playing a lot of songs that are on the new record. We're probably going to fold in a few new ones that nobody has ever heard before.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're rehearsing tomorrow night, and I think we'll be able to, pull in a few new ones that we've hardly heard. So you all will hear them, and we'll hear them around the same time.
We don't even know what they sound like. It's going to be like jazz. We're just going to improvise that stuff.
So when you guys are rehearsing for a show, you know, at a sizable venue, I know you guys play Villains Tavern a lot, and you guys play Farmer's Market a lot of the time, but when you can get like a house PA that has a sound man that's there, do you guys try to get in a different headspace, or is it like just, I mean, you guys keep talking that you just go up and you just play and it's fun and you guys have a good time?
No, we actually we always come with our own sound guy. He's like the sixth member of the band.
Oh, yeah, Eric, right?
Yeah, Eric
Brown. Yeah, so you guys have your own sound guy?
Eric Brown, Sound Brown.
Yeah, no, it's not really any different for me. You know, I just, I guess it may be a little difficult adapting to new, bigger sound system and bigger stage and just sound on stage and little, you know, technical difficulties like that, in terms of just the technical aspect of it. But as far as our, you know, our presence on stage and our playing and our nerves and stuff, we don't really think about it in those terms. We've just played and played and played so much, and this material is kind of ours at this point, and just try to bring as much energy as we can to doing it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I feel like there's a smoke machine that helps out with some of it too.
Some fancy lighting.
I'm looking forward to the disco ball at the Echo.
We played this one show at, where was the, I don't even want to say the name of the venue because it's so shameful. But we were playing, I think it was Cowboys and Killers. And
can't be that shameful.
It was shameful.
Mr. T's Bowl?
No, it wasn't Mr. T's. Mr. T's is cool. This is like a place that I don't even want to drop the name.
Drop it.
We were playing the Good Hurt.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's in West L.A. We played one of our first shows there.
Oh, yeah, in L.A.
Yeah.
But we played the Good Hurt, and they just were like, it was weird. There were like stripper poles, and we were playing a really slow song, and like, it was just the most outrageous light. Like, they were like, we were playing Cowboys and Killers, which is a slow song, and then there were just like lasers going off and like smoke machines, and it was just way over the top. It was crazy out of context.
It was like Pink Floyd meets the Broken Numbers.
Yeah, what's the laser Pink Floyd show that they do? It was like that.
Yeah, the laser light show.
Well, I don't know if we can promise any laser shows over at the Grand Ole Echo this Sunday, but I can promise you that the Broken Numbers are going to be there playing some songs off Strange Street and their upcoming album. Does the album have a name? Or?
Not yet. We're working on it. That's not the name of it.
We could try to come up
with... I actually like that. We're working on it. That's not bad. That's not
and
bad.
And the cover will just be some guy shrugging, like,
in a robe. Yeah.
In a robe, smoking a cigarette. We're working on it.
We're working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it.
All right, well, I want to thank you gentlemen so much for hanging out with me and doing
Matt.
Like chat here. Mike and Tyler Whiteside, the brothers of the Broken Numbers Band. Send the other guys my love.
We'll do it.
Sorry
see
they couldn't be here, but yeah, we'll see you on Sunday, right?
See you all on Sunday. We're looking forward to it, and thanks for having us again.
Absolutely, and just a reminder, the Grand Ole Echo, the doors open at 5, music starts at 5:30. And these dudes are going to be taking the stage right about 7:30. So make sure you get there early. It's free, it's all ages, and it's one heck of a good time. Thanks for listening, and this has been the Grand Old Podcast, episode number 12.
because you know, well, I gotta get away. And out here, the space isn't on me. And out here, well, I got no mistakes. So here I am, a place that seems on. They came with me. So this is the path that we're moving on, where the cowboys and killers, and they sing the same songs. And I know I seem crazy, and it's all just this is